quite right too, on a day which has taken us from international chess masters right the way through international chess grandmasters, in fact, through thoughts on science fiction, speculative lines, and a whole package of fantastic, wonderful individuals. It's fair to say we saved the best till last, for the moment at least, as we say. Haight Ashbury clearly just going from strength to strength, and we're delighted to actually welcome from the band Haight Ashbury the fantastically talented individual that is Kirsty. Are you there, Kirsty?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Excellent. Delighted to touch base with you, and welcome to the good ship Southside, twinned with Siren 107.3 FM in Lincoln. So, presumably, is it a bit of a quiet break in between what's been a fairly hectic series of tours, I think, at present, really? Of course, the UK tour kicks off 14th of November. We go from York, Birmingham, Cambridge, London, Brighton, Bristol, Exeter, Cardiff, Nottingham, Manchester, Liverpool, Glasgow, Dundee, Aberdeen and Edinburgh, with a few more dates in there. Yeah.
Sorry, did you memorise that, or are you reading that?
Well, I've got to be honest, Kirsty. I have the details in front of me, and of course the website as well. From that point of view,
okay.
I tell you what, I'll work on it for the next time round.
Okay.
Listen, I mean, what you're producing is—it's already been described because we've played it to a few of our contributors this morning. We thought we'd test the waters really and have a kind of Desert Island Discs or a round table panel, and it's been described as thank the Lord, we've got something which is free of the influence of Simon Cowell and plasticised popular music and various other bits and pieces. We see in terms of the press release, it's been described by one music critic as rather like the Velvet Underground with a Mamas and Papas backing band, with a bit of Joni Mitchell and Jesus and Mary Chain thrown in, and Pentangle, of course. I mean, you just got a really magical sound. I mean, how does it sort of develop? Was it a case of you just thought, well, we're going to actually do a family-based band, bring in Jen as our best friend and produce a really classic sound?
No, I mean, I don't know if everyone knows me and Scott are brother and sister, and we grew up with really sort of American influences from our mum and dad, Joni Mitchell, Crosby, Stills and Nash. Scott's favourite artists are Stephen Stills, and he loves a guy called Chris Whitley. I think it was a bit more folky to start with, and we'd all sort of played in other bands. And then when we started recording, it was still quite stripped down, and then we went into the studio to practice for live shows. And it started to get a bit noisier, and Scott's distorted guitar was in there, and the more sort of psychedelic sound started coming out. But, I mean, we've recorded the album, it took about over 2 years to record the album, and it was all kind of done in wee sessions, which, I mean, we can hear the difference in the songs that we did 2 years ago, because it's got a different sort of vibe, and then...
Sure.
There was like three or four songs we recorded about a year and a half ago, and then it kind of developed like that, but... I don't think it was completely intentional, the sound. The long songs, I think, with Scott, you know, from songs like Sweet Judy Blue Eyes and things like that, he thought no one else seems to be doing stuff like that at the moment, so we should give it a try. But we don't have anything against the pop music and things. It's just a sound that sort of came naturally to us over the last few years.
Indeed. And interesting enough, I did sort of have a sense that you also had slight elements of St. Etienne in there, just a slight, you know, sort of notion of the kind of stuff that St. Etienne, although they're kind of more Euro-pop, whereas obviously Haight Ashbury, as its name suggests, it's very much focusing on the time of the 1960s, which was indeed the launch of a whole range of exciting musical periods as well. I was just thinking there in terms of musical influences and brother and sister, you could have gone down the line of... Donny and Marie Osmond or Richard and Karen Carpenter, either of those two. But, you know, thankfully, he stayed onto a different line entirely, but still.
Yeah, I think so. It's funny that me and him actually ended up in a band together. Me and Jen had played in a few bands from sort of the age of 16 and never that happy, you know, sort of happy with the two of us, but never kind of found the right formula. And then Scott started just sort of playing guitar for some different people, and Scott actually filled in for a gig with us once. And we were like, wait a minute, this seems so much more comfortable. And the good thing is, I think a lot of people worry about me and Scott being brother and sister and not getting on. But, I mean, we have the same group of friends. There's just over a year in between us, so we're pretty much best friends.
So, Kirsty, two words, the cause. All right, people might say Jim Court didn't really get on with the rest of the three girls in the group, but he coped, you know, he coped in that whole thing.
Yeah, it's a hard life.
Exactly, you work through that. Now, I've got to ask the question. Now, the video that's up on your MySpace feature, which is great, the video for Free Man, which I think is an excellent piece from that point of view, you all seem to be actually staying in tents. Was it just a case of you couldn't afford the hotel room? Did the management not pay you enough? What's going on here? Was it a case of...
it was actually filmed. We had, like, a wee flip cam, and we just passed it between all our friends. It was a festival called Knock and Go, which is... in sort of Dumfries and Galloway area in Scotland. And we just thought, oh, we'll just stay for the full weekend because these sort of festivals are just kind of crazy hippie festivals, and they're always great fun, and they've got face paints. And so, no, it wasn't management refusing to pay. It was our choice. We'll take responsibility.
Clearly, Kirsty, if that had been the case, we would have had to set up a campaign both in Teesside and in Lincolnshire and globally to actually say, hate Ashbury, they need funds. You know, for goodness sake, let's have a campaign. Exactly. You know, we hate Ashbury in need. That's the whole thing.
Exactly, yeah. We made fun of our, the last tour we were on with the Vaseline's. We called it the Travel Lodge Tour.
Yeah.
Because I think it left it so long to book hotels that we were in travel lodges every night. But I have to say, they were very nice. My favourite one was Chester.
Hey, listen, you know, I see, Kirsty, you've already mastered the media art of dropping in the shameless plugs straight away.
I
can quite happily say...
Other
hotels are available. That's fine. You know, we know where you're coming from. It's the same one as Lenny Henry likes to advertise. But there we are. Go for that.
I want a sponsorship from.
Well, clearly, exactly. I can tell that. And now, evident, you were obviously, the whole band, far too young to actually remember the whole hippie era, etc. And to a certain extent, I was myself, really. I had sort of vague sort of notions of that whole system. Is it literally down to the music? Is it a philosophy? Is it a notion of, certainly with respect to ecology, for instance, which really started in the 1960s as becoming a serious ideological movement where you're thinking about, well, look, the planet is important. Or is it just a case of, look, the sounds are so fantastic?
I don't know. I think it's a mixture of everything. And my mum and dad are very, I don't want to call them hippies, but, you know, they're very sort of free-minded people. And they've all, my mum always burns incense sticks and all that sort of silly stuff. So I think
she's probably praying that her daughter and son actually sort of managed to get a hotel for the night. That's what the incense stick's for, you know.
So. Place to stay. I think Scott went traveling when he finished high school, in between that and going to uni. He went to America and Canada, and he spent quite a lot of time in Ashbury just because he was always, you know, loved bands like the Grateful Dead and things like that, and wanted to see where people lived and the sort of Laurel Canyon movement and things like that. So he went over there and spent quite a lot of time and loved it, and I think we kind of dressed that way and had long hair, and just as you sort of grow up you realise all that is our style, just sort of naturally. And then when we were picking names, Scott was always talking about Hate Ashbury, and he had like a tie-dye t-shirt that had the Hate Ashbury, the two street signs on it. And he was like, what about that? And we thought, yeah, let's go with that.
I mean, you could have obviously gone Hollywood Bowl, you could have gone Woodstock, you could have gone, you could have gone Glastonbury. But, you know, that might not have had the same sort of routine. I mean, a band called Glastonbury, mind you, it'd be interesting for when you booked for the whole system, really. But it's just a different thought on that.
I don't think Hollywood would suit us. I think that's a bit too glamorous for us, if you...
Irony works well, I suppose, but then it's a thought. Listen, we're going to have another musical excerpt, if that's okay. If you're happy to stay with us for a few moments, and we'll provide you with the choice. Currently on the system, we have the delightful Alfalfa, which presumably it is Alfalfa as opposed to Alfalfa. It's Alfalfa, presumably.
Alfalfa,
exactly. Named after the former Alien Life Form children's TV series? No, probably not. And we've also got, Freeman, which is actually there. So, Freeman or Alfalfa, which one would you like us to share with the audience today?
I think Alfalfa, it's not as many radio plays, so I think give it a try.
I think that's a jolly good decision, Kirsty. Here it comes.